Let's take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. And let's talk a little bit about what we really want. When we were in Greece, me and my girlfriend, she said that it would be great if we would own a house by the beach, just like the one in which we lived for a couple of days. And while that would be nice, I had to disagree with her. Our tendency as humans is to own. We are territorial, but in my opinion and in my experience, owning something doesn't make you happy automatically. There's this story from Anthony Robbins that he talks about his maid calling him from his jacuzzi in one of the million-dollar houses that he owns, while he is in another part of the world working. And I think it's very important for us to be clear on what we really want. What I believe she actually wanted, and I share that desire, is to have the experience of living there for a while, being able to enjoy a beautiful view and a peaceful atmosphere every morning. It's actually the experience that we desire. And I think we live in an amazing world. A world in which people from all around the world welcome you in their houses or in houses that they own. And most of the time you can stay as much as you like and how much your budget permits. Plus, they're doing their best to make sure that you have a pleasant stay and that at the end of the experience, you'll give them a positive review. So if you think about the money that you would invest in such a property, for the same amount, you might be able to enjoy similar experiences all around the world. Financially, it makes a lot of sense from one point of view. On the other, some may argue that whenever you're not there, you can rent it. But I, for one, don't feel very comfortable with that. And I know that managing a property can be a job in and of itself. Also, some properties in which you can stay for a few days at affordable prices can be really, really expensive to buy or even impossible in some situations. Plus, if you take out a loan, that might condition you to work harder, to make sacrifices, to prioritize work over family. And in my opinion, it's not worth it. And I believe it's up to us to make our life easier, smarter. And instead of us wanting to own as much as possible, to see that we have the opportunity to enjoy many, many beautiful experiences without the need of owning them. So I invite you to think about some of your goals, especially when it comes to owning things. What is it that you really want? Do you want the yacht? Or do you want the experience of being on a boat with your loved ones sailing from an island to another? Think about some of the things that you own already. How often do you actually use them? Was it worth it to buy them? And think about some of the things that you can rent instead of buying them. I think we can get much more out of life if we give ourselves the opportunity to be clear on what we really want, while being open to harmonious ways of getting what we really want. Gary Vee says that many people buy many things just to impress other people, and mostly because they feel insecure about themselves. I believe that the things that we own don't define us, but as I felt in Greece as well, the experiences that we live, they really enrich us. I'm not saying that we shouldn't buy anything, but that being clear on what we really want can make us so, so, so much happier. Thank you so much for listening. This has been Georgian Benta. I wish you an amazing day. Share this episode with a friend or a family member. And don't forget to keep seeking and spreading gratitude.